It's Thursday, August 6, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. How is remote work going? Maybe not as well as we think. SaaS adoption increases, and how many events will survive? This is the Business of Tech. I want to talk about remote work a bit more. Brian Morris, one of the co-hosts with me on Killing It, forwarded an article from the Harvard Business Review focused on remote managers and their trust issues. 40% of the supervisors interviewed expressed low self-confidence in their ability to manage workers remotely. 38% agreed remote workers perform worse than those in the office, and 41% doubt the ability to keep motivation up remotely. Meanwhile, the Washington Post is reporting on National Bureau of Economic Research data showing the workday has lengthened by an average 48.5 minutes and the number of meetings has increased by 13% with the move to remote work. The time in those meetings did fall by about 20 minutes a day, and the average meeting duration scheduled is shorter. Links to both in the show notes. Why do we care? A substantial number of managers doubt they can lead remotely, have pessimistic views of the practice, and distrust workers. At the same time, days are getting longer for workers as they go to more meetings. So let's not pat ourselves on the back too much on how well this whole work-from-home thing is going, because this is not sustainable. The Harvard piece does address some guidance, including 5 points of recommendation. Though it's important to focus on a key point here. Micromanagement is never the best way to get good results from employees. Management in all forms is a skill that needs to be invested in, and do not assume that throwing everyone into home offices with the right tools means it's all working. I've commented on the childcare issue before, now let's link that to bad management. From the study, for those workers reporting low levels of monitoring, 28% report their work demands interfered with home and family life. But for those reporting high levels of monitoring, more than half, 56%, had high interference between work and home family demands. So bad management makes the situation even worse. Remember, the number one reason people leave a job is their boss. The opportunity here is business consulting around using technology to make this work for effective management. There's a difference between a successful implementation and just using technology. Oh, and don't forget your own organization. You need to fix this internally. We'll be picking up this topic on the Killing It episode for Tuesday, August 11th. Tech Isle reporting on the growing SaaS market. 80% of those in SMB surveyed are planning to expand SaaS adoption and may add applications in 5 to 10 SaaS categories. And this despite the pandemic. Why the increase? Line of business applications, productivity, and collaboration applications. From the piece, quote, the deepening force of SaaS within the global SMB market cannot be taken lightly. The scope of SaaS impact mirrors the scope of activity in the SMB business itself. SaaS is being meaningfully applied to IT operations, to core business functions, and to customer-facing tasks. Why do we care? For those who are preaching opportunity in business services, myself included, this is data that proves the point. It's happening. The real value for technology services companies is helping to make this work, and those that do this by measuring on business outcomes will really outpace the others. This is not a technical skill set, however. Make sure you have the right people for this. If you're a small provider, this may end up being you, the business owner, as the only resource. ConnectWise's IT Nation has gone virtual. The event is now fully virtual only. Why do we care? Well, duh, of course it has. You're not bringing people back into the office, you're not doing these trade shows, and how many tech companies have said they're keeping employees home until next summer? These shows aren't happening, don't believe they will. Today, we care for an interesting reason. How many of these shows will survive? I ask because depending on the vendor's strategy, different ones will make it and others will go away. I've been tracking the large number of these conference organizers who are charging the exact same prices for their physical experiences for the virtual ones. Why? They have to cover the revenue they expected. But the equation has changed, and they aren't delivering at the same level. Most of these are awful. They're forklifting the physical experience into virtual, and it just doesn't work, so the ROI isn't the same. This isn't sustainable. BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communications suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is channel only and the company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/MSP radio. Thanks for listening. Still hunting down some stories around insurance. If you've got a story, reach out. Dave at MSPradio.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.